Chuckling about.
I said, will you now?
I will, in fact. I'm going to make this a big day. The Dream Big America contest starts on this program next Tuesday. I'll tell you about that later on in the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a few minutes to talk about this story, women dying of prescription painkiller overdoses. Report on that and why it's happening. If you're the problem with me is when I see something, I just want to reach out, grab it, and talk about it. And if I get into it here, then I will not have the fresh material I need for Jack. So I shan't do what I was tempted to do. There are other things that are going on that are worth our conversation other than Edward Snowden. How many people were interested or even understood the story out of Russia yesterday where that rocket exploded? It was in Kazakhstan, actually, not far from Turkmenistan, where J-Lo... saying happy birthday to the dictator. Right, exactly. You always want to know where those places are. They're over there.
If they're a stan, they're all
over
together.
There, exactly. Right. Anyway, so the rocket destroyed three navigation satellites that were inside that they were lifting off. Officials report that the Proton-M rocket, there's something that sounds sinister about that, right? The Proton-M rocket, was unmanned. Nobody was injured. If you saw some of the video, shows the rocket propelling up in a straight trajectory until the booster shut down the engine. And then when that happened, the rocket burst into flames, came spiraling back to Earth, reminiscent of what we saw on January 26th, 1986. Same feeling I had there. Launch failures there are big. They usually blame them on the manufacturing company, and they shoot someone. That's pretty much the way they handle it in Russia.
Easy.
Yeah. You messed up. Bomb. Speaking of messing up, Paula Deen and her brother Earl,
Bubba,
trying to get the harassment claim filed against them thrown out of court. The plaintiff is Lisa Jackson. He wants $1.2 million because, well, she says it's never been about the N-word. Then what's it about, Jennifer?
I think it's about she's upset with Paula Deen and Bubba, and she wants to get back at them. That's what I think. But she said, she says it is to address Ms. Deen's patterns of disrespect and degradation of people that deems to be that she deems to be inferior.
Why
she
is that added, Lisa's job?
I don't know. Because she's the inferiority police, I guess.
Well, isn't that amazing how many... We have this cult of people that we've developed in this country who are disenfranchised or have been upset by something. They don't want their... They want to get somebody for whatever the reason. Let's just go get them.
Yeah. She said, I may be a white woman, but I could no longer tolerate her abuse of power as a business owner, nor her condemnation of Mr. Ear's despicable behavior on a day-to-day basis.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I am what I am.
Ears is Bubba.
And I am a human being that cares about all races, and that is why I feel it's important to be the voice for those who are too afraid to use
I want to be the voice of the oppressed.
Yeah.
The downtrodden.
Just like Edward Snowden.
Exactly.
Right. Yes.
She wants to be the voice of the oppressed, and she wants to earn $1.2 million.
When can we... We're going to sue Edward Snowden? Even if he doesn't go to court, can't somebody... Let's just sue him. Why don't we do that?
What can we sue him for? Being annoying?
Bolivia's ambassador to the United Nations says he has no doubt that orders to divert and search the president of Bolivia's plane came from the United States.
Duh.
And so now a lot of Bolivian politicians are criticizing us for the forced landing of the plane. As you may or may not have heard, Mr. Snowden still in Moscow, but there was a rumor that he was on this plane headed for Bolivia.
Mm-hmm.
So the United States told all of its European pals, don't let this plane land. So that maybe, luckily, it could crash, run out of fuel, and we get rid of Mr. Snowden. Because God knows they don't want anybody talking in Washington about Mr. Snowden or interviewing him. No! Let's have none of that. All right. So that takes care of three or four of the interesting conversational stories of the day. In a moment, Dr. Jack Jack Stockwell is here to talk about the report from the CDC that suggests that more women than ever before are dying from prescription painkiller overdoses. How can that be? We'll find out in a moment, on this program. Stand by. Dr. Jack.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive to appliances. Store for details. Offer valid 628-77. Gas dryer price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
All right. So Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Most of you know that he is one of the few people who is board certified as a NUCA chiropractor in the country. And he has a lot of credibility with me, not just because of that, but because he's a terrific healer, understands how the body works, has a great newsletter called the Forbidden Doctor Newsletter, which you ought to check out at jackstockwell.com. And he always has something to say that makes sense when it comes to things, especially that are, I guess this is a practical way of looking at a problem, Jack. This data released by the Centers for Disease Control that suggests that more women than ever are dying from prescription painkiller overdoses. As a matter of fact, in the past few years, the increase is 415% among American women, 265% increase in men. So more women are dying of prescription painkiller overdoses, but not anywhere near as, when you look at men, 415% up over the past 4 or 5 years, men up 265%. This is not just about women, but I guess because the focus on this was that women are more doing it than men, that the problem is focused on women. It looks like, to me, this is a universal problem of men and women.
Well, I think so. And usually what happens in the personal lives of individuals as well as collective situations with families and family groups is a reflection of what's going on in society as a whole. And when you see the breakdown of the culture and the society that we have in this country and in every aspect, every ramification of that, you're going to see the same reflection taking place inside of family lives, individual lives. I have more people coming into my clinic now who are on psychotherapy or on psychotherapeutic drugs, more people who are coming in on pain pills, and it's always, I bet I see 2 to 3 women for every man in that same situation. Women seem to be given prescriptions for these kinds of drugs much more than men are. And, you know, there's probably some cultural reasons for that. I don't know. It's just a trend that I'm seeing in my clinic. And usually with a man, and I saw a fellow in this condition yesterday, usually aren't on these heavy opioid drugs that they're talking about, the kind of drugs that are like Oxycontin, Vicodin, Percocet, unless they can't walk, unless the pain is so bad they openly cry in public, then they get on these drugs. But a woman, for some reason, will start taking these long before that kind of pain threshold is crossed and will be on antidepressant drugs much more so than men are. And so when they come to me, they've already been on this for some time. They want to get off of it. They want to give it up. They want to try something else. They want to go back to a more holistic approach because they know they're on a downward spiral that's leading them to nowhere but deeper and deeper reliance upon this kind of medication. And as a result, a lot of them get into this addictive relationship with some of these drugs. And the interesting thing about the body's ability to handle these kinds of drugs is though our livers, well, I guess it's a liver, our liver literally throws itself on a grenade every day for us because everything we take in orally is going to go through that liver before it hits the major bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And when these kinds of drugs are coming through, they're regardless of the effect it has on us, these things are very concentrated poisons. And the liver is doing everything it can to try to destroy and break that stuff down. And it actually begins to create enzymes that will destroy that drug. And so what we have to do is we have to take more. We have to take more to get it past that barrier in the liver to have the same kind of an effect, that numbing effect that helps us to escape from the pressures and the depressions of life. And finally, you cross that threshold where it has such a depressive effect upon the brainstem that it will literally stop the breathing process, literally stop the heartbeat. Mm. And that's the cycle and the spiral these people find themselves in.
So what do you do for them?
Well, we go to a more holistic approach. We get the structural aspect of the body back into balance so the nervous system can come back online to a more full approach. And then we have to go after the gut. We have to restore the proper flora inside the gut. We have to restore digestion back to where it was when they were kids and they could eat anything and survive. And start to rebuild the body from the inside out. And once we can get the digestion and the body's ability to eliminate toxins back to a level where it can actually function correctly, then we go after the endocrine system to try to get the emotional, mental balances back in there that we were created to have in the first place, that was there before we started poisoning the system with all of these processed foods and all of these environmental toxins and the drugs that have tried to help us escape from the pressures of living in that kind of a condition.
Wow. Amazing, huh? How all of this just, what we've created supposed to help people turns around to become, because it's, there's so much money involved in it.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, somebody in some laboratory put a new formula together and said, you know, I think this can really help here and there. And then the marketing department and the sales department and the contract departments get a hold of it. And the next thing you know, it's money, money, money. And who cares the death toll that it leaves in its wake?
21 After, Dr. Jack here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Never take us down. Though some may try, we gotta stand our ground. It's do or die. The freedom that we found can't be denied, and they can never take us down. Oh no, our freedom is wise.
Alright, so Neil Diamond here. In the musical spotlight every hour. Usually at this time we try to delve into 40, 45, 50 seconds worth of a pop song that either is history and it's had some emotional grounding for you, or in this case, Neil Diamond's new song, They'll Never Take Us Down, the freedom song, written around what happened in Boston, the events there. So if you haven't heard it, here's a bit of it. Crank it up, Michael, please.
Takes us through the darkest night. They'll never take us down, though some may try. We're gonna stand our ground.
This song, as I'm listening to it, I've heard it now three or four times, brings me around to what somebody emailed to me, Doug at DougStefan.com. He wrote to say he was discouraged by the bad breaks that our country is having. And I'm reminded of something that I read recently from the Dalai Lama, who says that life is full of sorrow and that the pain from the sorrow is what transforms us. In bad comes good. But what do you do in the meantime? Remember, was it Warner Wolf who said, let's go to the videotape? How many people do you know who are famous, like Walt Disney, for example? He literally had to move heaven and earth to develop Disneyland and Disney World.
And think about how many people probably thought he was crazy.
Right. Well, how did he actually get through it? You don't realize it when it happens, but often a kick in the teeth is the best thing, or a kick in the butt, wherever it is that you get a kick, is the best thing for you. I'm also reminded of Christopher Reeve, Superman, who got crippled after he fell off that horse. A guy like that could have thrown in the towel, but what he said was, quote, we can either watch life from the sidelines or actively participate. Either we let self-doubt and feelings of inadequacy prevent us from realizing our potential, or embrace the fact that when we turn our attention away from ourselves, our potential is limitless. Turn yourself away from just you and look around. That's something that Edgar taught me, frankly, about life and how to do or run, or in this case, this farm that I'm trying to save and been working at for a number of years. It seems that when everyone's got a gun at your head and they say, we want this, you're not going to get it, then something happens. I am a great believer in this circumstance. Somebody someplace is going to hear the story of this farm, what I'm trying to do here. They're going to say, okay, you know what, that's worth supporting. I'm going to do what I can to make sure it's right, because it's a good effort. And so that, in your life, translates to getting into a tight place when you think that everything is against you, and then you, when at the last minute, you haven't given up, and you haven't given up for good reason, because the tide turns in your favor. What is the old expression? God helps those who help themselves. But there's another expression that sort of goes with all of that. And I think a lot of people have played on that theme as a result of what happened in Boston, or maybe what happened in New York on September 9th. September 11th. Whatever it is that speaks to the best of us, that's what we ought to strive for. And I think that's what I... in my own personal world, that's what I want to have happen. And you think about how you make that happen. I don't know if make is the right word, but you sort of help enable things to happen. And it all is through understanding that on the other side is something better. And maybe even say that about life. How do you know? You want to think that life is better on the other side, right? Otherwise, why do you even keep going? Let's end it now. Boom! It's 28 past the hour.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so. But you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Swap!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Information to help you tune up your interest in this good day. I'm Doug Steffen, dreaming big. I have the announcement about our Dream Big America contest that starts on the air next week. That info coming up in a few minutes. Jennifer Horn is here, along with my partner, Roberta Fasanelli, partner in all kinds of things over the last 20 years or so. Ken Kessler, we're all partners here in the Doug Steffen family. Ken Kessler is monitoring your social media input, 888-302-3684. A lot of things going on today. I haven't had time to really put together, and I don't think it was appropriate. We'll do a lot of this stuff tomorrow live on the 4th of July. We'll have some fun 2020 news quiz questions, that sort of thing. But for now, there are a lot of things that are happening in the world that are worth a moment or two of our time, just in terms of an update. One of them has to do with this Mr. Hernandez. I call him Mr. Aaron Hernandez, the ex-NFL star. He is in jail, charged with a number of counts of murder, executing one of his friends in a park near his home. And before that, he's apparently shot it up big with some other people. So his old number was 81. Who did he play for before? He was a Patriot?
Yes, always a Patriot.
He's always been a Patriot? Oh,
yeah,
I thought
3 years.
Really? I thought he played for somebody else. Anyway, some of the T-shirts that have his number on it,
yeah,
selling ridiculous. I mean, here's one on eBay that sold for $1,525.
Why would
one
you
up
want
there
it?
For $2,000? That's the question.
Goodness.
Why would you want something
it
from
won't
this
be around,
creep?
But why would you want it?
Yeah.
Why celebrate it? You know, I was reading a little bit about some of the stuff that he had done leading up to this, and TMZ, of course, was reporting that he was drunk at a club in Hermosa Beach and got into a scuffle with security there, and then his fiance had to call the police on him because he was having such a big party that she wanted him to break it up, and then he ended up punching his hand through a window and was bleeding profusely.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's obviously
a
got anger issues,
right.
Although everybody from the prison system that has been talking about him said that he's like a model prisoner. He's So maybe is this thinking psychologically?
Yeah. So what?
Do you think psychologically that's what he wanted?
What? Then to go to jail?
To be caught?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, the mind works in strange ways. It really does. Some people who have various forms of psychoses who haven't had enough attention. I'd be interested to know what his childhood was like, frankly.
They've had to put him in solitary because they think he's a risk because some of the inmates have said they'd like to make a name for themselves by, you know.
Michael says his father died when he was a teenager. Do you have other brothers and sisters in his family? What was the sibling situation? Where did he grow up, Michael?
He's from Bristol, Connecticut. I don't know what his sibling situation is.
Bristol is an industrial, moderately pleasant place. Not a great city, but not a bad city. It's a suburb of Hartford. Meh. Okay. So, what is it all? How does it all fit together? How do the pieces fit together is always the question. And I think that you don't know that, at least at the outset, you don't know what it is that makes him a bad boy. Hey, let's fast forward to Dennis Rodman, who, according to the story that we have posted at DougStefan.com today, he says that he's more impressed with Kim Jong-un, and in fact, he ought to be nominated for... Rodman says Rodman, ought to be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize because he's the same as Nelson Mandela, the Dalai Lama, Mikhail Gorbachev, Lech Walesa, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King. Yes, Dennis Rodman, folks. He thinks that he belongs on that list. And this is not something, we did not take this article from The Onion. This is how he really thinks. Is he back in North Korea now? He went over, he's been there a couple of times, I think, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I don't think he's back there now. I'm not sure. I hadn't heard he went again.
I had heard he wrote a children's book.
He did. And what, you know, he impressed me. I'm going to stand up for Dennis Rodman. I can't believe I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. But he was on Celebrity Apprentice this season.
Yeah.
And right, it was the All-Star. The first time he was on, he was a drunken mess. He was drunk all the time. He was hungover. He didn't show up. When he did, he would just sit there. This season on Celebrity Apprentice, Dennis has turned it around a little bit. Like, he was giving some good ideas. He was trying to help. So, I'm just going to stand up a little bit and say I think that maybe he has good intentions and that he's trying to turn his life around.
I don't think he's bad. You know, I mean, he's a goofball.
I mean, he's had a lot of problems, a lot of issues, but you've got to give him a little bit of credit for trying to do some stuff that's right, even though it seems a little wacky and crazy.
All right. He says in his latest statements, mm-hmm. My mission is to break the ice between hostile countries. Why it's been left to me to smooth things over, I don't know. Dennis Rodman, of all people, keeping us safe is really not my job. It's the black guy's job.
So,
he's a black guy, but Obama is too. I'll tell you this. If I don't finish in the top three for the next Nobel Peace Prize, something's seriously wrong. Okay. So?
Jeez.
Why not, right? Why not? Under the circumstances. It is food for thought. Do you think Dennis Rodman ought to be? And that's a question. Maybe even Facebook and Twitter would have some fun with that. Should Dennis Rodman be the next recipient for a Nobel Peace Prize? Twitter.com at Good Day Show. Facebook.com at Good Day Show. What else is going on there, Kenny?
Something occurred to me as I'm on social media. I saw it actually yesterday when we were talking about Hernandez earlier.
Yeah.
Something really cool that the Patriots are doing for parents whose children have bought T-shirts with his number on it.
Yeah.
They're offering us a free swap.
Really? Oh.
So if you bought your child an 81 and you don't want him to have that shirt anymore, mm-hmm. you come by and you can
get
any other. I want a
Tebow. Can I trade you a Hernandez for a Tebow, please?
What number is Tebow?
I don't know. What number is he, Michael?
I don't think he has one yet. They haven't even started training camp.
Really?
But don't you bring your old number in unless someone has it?
Yeah,
you take your old number in, take the old number out. You
take your
old shirt in and shake it all about. You do the switchy, and you take it. Well, anyway,
all right.
You got the idea. Ta-da-ta-da-ta-da. Next up on Good Day, what new students are going to be paying for their college loans versus those who already have college loans because the student loan rate has been hijacked, or I don't know whether it's just been hiked, but I'm thinking that it's more inaction by Congress. Do they not care about you or your children that are going off to college? Let's render a decision on that in a moment here on Good Day.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
What kind of mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm getting kind of a kick out of how this guy in Egypt, Morsi, M-O-R-S-I, or is it M-O-R-S-Y? There seems to be some skullduggery going on in the White House because there are staffers who are trying to change the spelling of this guy's name. I have the slightest idea why.
Yeah, I've seen it with an I everywhere that I've seen it.
Yeah, but if you look at the stuff that's coming out of the White House, they're spelling it M-O-R-S-Y.
They did that with Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, well.
If you remember
and
that.
Gaddafi.
And Gaddafi, yeah, Kwa and Ka.
Gaddafi. So is this an effort to control what people are thinking? Do you think it could be that deep?
Or maybe they just don't know how to spell it.
That could be.
Let's just admit they're not brainiacs over there.
Right, exactly. A few people are a little short of a full deck, shall we say, when it comes to common sense anyway. 16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. And so that maybe translates further on down the pipeline to Congress this week taking no action on the need to fix the student loan rates. And as a part of some inaction, the bill as of 1st of July changes the rate that new people applying for student loans are going to have to pay. Here's one of the program hosts that we monitor, Dick Helton, talking to Congressman George Miller of California about the loan rates.
We've been spending months talking about this very issue. And yet today, Susanna Snyder at Kiplinger says it doesn't amount to a lot of money. She says if you take out a New Stafford loan, when it's time to pay it back, under this doubling, the monthly payment would increase $9 a month. Over a 10-year repayment plan, $1,000 basically. If you're spending $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year to go to school, $9 is not going to break the budget.
Well, $9 is not going to break the budget, but the fact of the matter is it's about $1,000 over the life of this loan, and that freshman student then takes out a loan when they're a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, and all of a sudden it's $4,000 or more dollars in additional cost that isn't necessary. The only reason that this has happened is because the Republicans have insisted that they want a higher interest rate so the students can pay back the national deficit, and it seems ridiculous to put the national debt on the back of students when at a time the Congress has refused to do tax reform, which would allow many people who are escaping any taxes at all, corporations that are escaping taxes, from paying their fair share. So why did this get put on the back of students? Why did we double their interest rates? Makes no sense at all.
But in reality, it seems like this has really broken down into a political battle between the Democrats and the Republicans, and in terms of the actual amount of money that it's going to cost students. And I'm not, I'm not trying to diminish that. But what I'm saying is, there's been so much heat going on about this in Washington when so many other things are, so much more dramatic. Why are we spending this much time talking about this very issue?
Because the question is really, how much will these students have to pay? Under the proposal that passed the House of Representatives, students would have to pay way beyond the 6.8% over the life of their college loans, because they would have added about $4 billion on the backs of students in interest charges.
I don't get the count. Anybody understand the math here?
Mm-mm.
The calculations?
No.
I don't get the math at all.
I never understand the math, though.
What I do understand is that we have all these people calling for the return of the sequester cut. We've got to get that money back in the budget. Have you not been around to see and understand how much money has come up through the pores, from the bowels of government, to understand that there is so much money that's setting aside, waiting to be spent on stuff? They found ways to fix all of the problems. Now we have the new Commerce Secretary, Mrs. Pritzker, urging lawmakers to preserve the weather forecasting services of the government because they're going to go away, because we just don't have enough money in our federal government to have the Federal Weather Service. We can't possibly provide for them because 2% was cut out of the budget. Meanwhile, every single one of these problems that's been caused by sequester has all been clarified and corrected, has it not? So we've got the weather forecasting now is going to be in jeopardy. NPR is in jeopardy. Man, if they come under fire from commercial broadcasters with good reason, these new studios that they have are so plush and they use taxpayer dollars to build them. Yeah, we need more money for that, like we need another hole in our you-know-where. So there's this yammering all the time. Oh, and it's one-sided, and then goes to the other side, and nothing gets fixed. And that's kind of the problem. Nothing gets fixed. Let's fix some things here. 11 before the hour, and good day.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances.
Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair. Just $6.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be...
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive supply. See store for details. Offer balance is 28 through 77. Gas dryer price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Great.
Itch-free, baby. Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
By Jessica Rabbit, that comes from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the number one movie during this week in 1988. That was the first time Chuck Curry, who's our movie man here, that the blend of humans and cartoon characters sort of went together in a successful movie.
Scale.
Wasn't it?
On that scale. Yeah, and that was a terrific film. You know, this talk in the last few months about them finally putting together a sequel to that film. The original director, Robert Zemeckis, reportedly will be involved. Let's see if it happens. The only problem is Bob Hoskins, who is the human star of that film, is so good, has retired from acting. He's had some serious medical issues, so
really?
He would not be involved. Yeah.
That's too bad. How old is he now? Late 60s, Hoskins?
Yeah, I believe he's late 60s, yeah.
Is he? No, he's not that old. I thought he was older than that. Wow.
He might be older than that. He last appeared in the movie Snow White and the Huntsman. That was his last film.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our contest of the day today before Chucker presents us with some movie news, see if there's any new movies coming out early this week because of the 4th of July coming tomorrow. This contest brings us to a movie I should use the correct pronoun, which the movie has a star who is having a birthday today. All right, how's that? We've corrected the English, so now it's time to see how the English is in the movie. 888-302-3684, if you can identify this movie.
Who's the U-boat commander?
888-302-3684. Anybody get it from that?
No.
No, 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 no. All right, next clip.
Princeton can use a guy like Joel.
These are all quickie clips, Kenny, huh?
Yeah, except for the last one.
All right, so here's the last one.
It was great the way her mind worked. No guilt, no doubts, no fear.
Pretty good, huh?
None of my specialties. Just this shameless pursuit of immediate material gratification. What a capitalist.
Sounds like a kid because he was then.
So familiar.
Yeah. All right, so what's the name of that movie? Hey, Chuck, are you figuring it out?
I'm pretty sure I have it.
All right, well, let's see who else has it, because we can't give you a swell prize. Your prize is to be with me every day. That's the prize for you. 888-302-3684. The rest of you who are with me every day would like to get something out of it. Help yourself. You know the name of that movie. First person in with the right answer who hasn't won before in Movie Moments gets the prize. Chucker's prize is to give us movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
All right, Trucker, what's in the movie news box today?
Two movies open, Doug, for the Lone 4th of July weekend. That being Disney's The Lone Ranger, which many critics say should have been called Tonto. Yeah. Like I said yesterday, surprisingly, reviews are mostly negative on the film. Whether that hurts the box office a lot will be determined in the next few days. Also opening is Despicable Me, the animated sequel to the movie voiced by the main character voiced by Steve Corral, who most likely got a very big paycheck. It's still tracking big. Now, on the box office tracking, tracking actually very low, reportedly, on Pacific Rim, the new big-budget film that is about giant robots versus monsters, which opens on July 12th. Somewhat surprising to me. I think the problem here is that the studio has just run trailers emphasizing all the effects.
The problem is there are too many, there's no story to this. All it is, they come out of the sky, they come out of the ground, they come out of the ocean. It's the same crap over and over and over again. These horrible creatures and monsters and machines blow up ships or planes or Washington. It's the same, you know what. Over and over again.
I don't disagree with that, and that's the future. It appears that's the way studios are going, because the screens are bigger, the sound is louder, and they feel like the general public just wants to see big things on a big screen.
All right, John in Palm Springs. What's the name of the movie?
Risky Business.
Risky Business. Tom Cruise is 51 today, and we celebrate his birthday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.